It's the Enduring Everything Market. Don Graham, CFP, the Money Tracker, here to tell us about that. Good morning, Don.
Good morning, Steve and Tez. Kind of like the everything bagel.
Ooh.
You know, it's got it all on there, you know. Well, I've been trying to define the current stock market. There has been some volatility, the big dip in 2020, a couple of corrections in 2022, and then there was a month or so of downside in the second quarter of this year. But overall, we've enjoyed steady climbing upwards. The S&P 500 was at 2970 in January 2020. Now it's north of 5700. That's 92% growth in fewer than 5 years. What the heck's going on? Well, the Magnificent Seven companies of tech world have, been a huge part of the explosive growth of the past 5 years. But financials, consumer goods, energy, and manufacturing have all seen some great growth as well. Because of that, I call this market the everything market, and it doesn't seem to be fading. The Luthold Group, a research firm used by many asset managers, well, Jim Paulson is a senior advisor in that group. This is how he looks at the state of the American economy. Short rates are falling. Bond yields have declined. Money growth is rising. Fiscal stimulus has again expanded. And disinflation is still evident. And this is because of the new and overwhelming support expectations of a soft landing, and should grow while both consumer and business confidence improve. So it's just everything's going on. It's tough to define what's really driving this everything rally. It seems like many different sectors of the economies have good reason to continue to rally. But demand for products and services seems to continue. Consumers have money, and they are spending. On the supply side, the number of publicly traded companies continues to decline. The number of publicly listed companies has dropped to fewer than 4,500 at the end of 2023 from more than 8,000 in 1996. That means institutional investors continue to chase stocks in spite of high valuations, because there's fewer to choose from. They're willing to take on more risk to stay invested. So that's also buoying the stock market. When will this end? Well, Paulson thinks it'll continue at least into next year, but that's one person's thoughts. And of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call over at Sabre Wealth. The number's 267-0600.
Just as one measure of my own personal look, is that my 401k has been gangbusters for about 3 years.
Yeah.
I mean, I cannot complain.
Well, actually, it's been longer than that when you think about, you know, the big recession of 2008 and 2009. You know, it's really, really been kind of on a steady climb since then with a number of burps here and there.
A few burps, you betcha.
Yeah.
Today is National Get Smart About Credit Day.
Good choice.
It promotes learning about good credit. It's a national campaign where volunteer bankers help counsel young people on responsible credit habits.
Good idea.
I think it should be a part of every middle school and high school curriculum.
I agree with you 100%.
Think you don't have to have, I wouldn't say you have to have a semester course in it, but have somebody come in and do a couple of seminars and the kids have to go to
it. That's discriminatory against families that don't have money. So you can't do that.
You can't?
No.
That's your logic.
No. Your logic's kind of weak.
That's
no.
Fine. You know, we actually did that. I was part of a group with Jill Docking that the Financial Fitness Foundation.
Yeah, I remember that. You guys were doing that.
We ran around schools all over Kansas, and we actually got some of that curricula into the school system. So it's a good thing. And if you can break the habit, what happens is, you know, kids see mom and dad always in debt. Kids see mom and dad always with a car payment or something. And so they think that's the way we're supposed to do it. But it's good to see you every once in a while you break through and you break the habit.
I had a couple of good home economic. They were elective courses. I just wanted some easy credits, but a couple of those valuable courses I had. One was home and family living, where they actually delve into checkbooks and things like that.
Yeah.
Trying to teach us how to be responsible adults. And the other was boys' foods. Well, anyway, I know how to cook a little just enough to get in trouble.
That's right, Don. He took a class called Boys Foods.
Boys Foods.
It was a very valuable class.
Why? That's discriminatory,
yeah,
too.
Yeah,
why?
You
why
couldn't get away with foods? That now.
Well, that was before we had any girls.
Okay.
There were no girls around then.
No, that was back when you couldn't, in your faith, you couldn't go to school with the girls at high school, remember? Remember that?
I went to a Catholic high school, Christian Brothers, and it was an all boys school at the time. Now it's
combined. Go ahead. Now so why call it Boys Foods? Just call it Foods.
Yeah, exactly. I agree with you 100%.
I'll tell you what. If we have right now that teacher, Ms. Wren, if she was here right now, she'd grab you by the nose and march you out the door. Little tiny woman. She put it up with nothing.
Probably wrap you on the back of your knuckles with a ruler.
She was tough. She was a great teacher. Anyway. There you go. It's good to teach kids to be responsible with their money and how they do things.
Yeah.
I've got this twin granddaughters. I'm not going to say which is which. One of them saved a ton of money over the past couple, 3 years, toward whatever she wants to do, get married or whatever when she gets out of school. The other one probably doesn't have a nickel in her checking.
Well, she's counting on her twin sister to bail her out. Yeah, she's a smart one.
There you go. She's got a good idea.
Yeah, I'm going to go eat some girls' food, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to have a boys' muffin here in a minute. All right, thanks, guys. Coming up at 7 o'clock, top of the hour news this morning with Steve and Ted. Harris sits for an interview on Fox News. Trump speaks at an all-women town hall meeting. Those stories coming up with Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
Securities offered through Kestra Investment Services, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Kestra Advisory Services, LLC, an affiliate of Kestra IS. Saber Wealth is not affiliated with Kestra IS or Kestra AS.